Nick Valvano.
At least my fingers aren't in my nose this time.
I've got nipples, Greg.
Are we on air right now?
Yeah.
Temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. People, I will be mentioning this at a later date, but right now, preliminary plans are set in place. April 11th, we will be doing an open house at Kentuckiana Pump Sales, right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. We're going to have possibly I'll leave that surprise out. Going to be open for guests, open house kind of thing. Going to try to feed everybody, have a good time. So be on the lookout for a big time show, a big time open house right in Jeffersonville, Indiana. We got a lot of listeners across the bridge. So, if you want to come hang out and, help us do the show, try to mark your calendar for April 11th. Like I said, if you want to put in now to have a little bit of free time for lunch, that's the date is set.
It'll be fun.
Okay, so here's what happened in the break, people. I have to tell you about this. And then we have a recruit that's coming on campus. We're going to mention it. We won't go way down the rabbit hole of every recruit. We want to just kind of watch the guy work. And Steve and I are going to do some roster formulation, kind of style of play formulation. But here's the thing. This is what happened during the break. I kind of lost my cool. Right, I lost my cool because there's something that it just bothers me because I see it so often. Everybody knows a lot of times I have good relationships with the families, right? I try to reach out to the families of the athletes because I've been through a lot of what they're going through, and sometimes I can help, with suggestions and not have any investment. It's very good when I can speak to families of potential athletes from a I don't need you. I don't want to try to make any money off your kid. I don't need access to your kid or you or anything. I can just help, help you navigate something that's normal or something that is not normal, right? And so, sometimes I'm almost offended when I see, people not understanding what I'm saying, not trying to understand. And I can tell people, hey, this is a bad thing you're doing for your child. This is one of the number one pitfalls. So it's personal to me when I see, especially in a single parent, household, when I see recommendations to the child with the parent's best interest or with the mother or father's best interest. A lot of times it's coincidence maybe that I've seen a lot of mothers start counting money and counting success and doing and putting all these hooks on their kid as they're burgeoning, as they're first starting to show their potential. I see more hooks placed on their kid, more family. You're allowing family members to tag on to his dream. I've seen this so many times, and I recognize it at 15. Mm-hmm. That's where it starts. And it breaks my heart because I see you just, when a parent makes the child, puts extra additional pressure on them, like I said, starts putting their dreams and fantasies onto the kid, and the kid stops growing. Mm-hmm. So it was just, I was just really worked up about it, right? Just stop spoiling your potential athletes. Listen, they're going to love you regardless. They're not going to give you more of their money because you spoil them. And doing the daily, I'm going to spoil you so later on you can spoil me. And it's like, no, you're going to end up not being spoiled. You're going to end up having an inept human, right? So I'm getting really worked up. Then Steve presented to me a counterpoint that forced me to take it serious. Which one is worse? The mother that spoils the athlete or the father that gets everything for his kid, you know, just clears a path for everything for the kid?
Yeah, the father like works hard, makes a name for himself, gets out there, you know, becomes someone who has national relevance, and you know what I'm saying?
Right,
who just blazes a trail.
Right.
And just lets the kid just kind of...
Like NASCAR draft.
Yeah, like drunkenly walk the path that his dad walked, or paved, you know.
Paved, cleared, hurdled.
I'm here.
Who's worse? Who does worse for the kid? Clear path dad or spoiler mom?
I hate you so much.
People, during this break, when Steve started presenting that to me, do you realize he was talking for 5 minutes? I had no idea he was describing the life of Nick Valvano.
I just got back from my coffee.
Nicky was sitting there, and he was drinking his coffee, and he was enjoying himself. And I was just wondering why Steve was trying to explain that to Nicky instead of explaining it to me, because I was, really trying to.
And at some point during it, I saw the bulb go off in your head, and you're like, oh, that's Nick.
Yeah, I was not ready for that one.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Okay, so.
Love you, Nick.
Real quick.
Love you too, buddy.
What do we need to know? What should our excitement level be about Terrence?
Oh, big time.
Okay, I'm listening.
Big time, man. Kid, supposedly we're going to be on campus today. It would have been nice if the weather...
Oh, the weather did not cooperate, Steve. And yeah. You know me. I am like, people, I am inordinate. Like, right? I like that look.
I do, too.
I like that look.
No, it was just...
I hate bras. Listen.
Me too.
Listen. Steve. Excitement level, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Nothing slams a recruit shut like having nice weather.
I won't go look at a house on a bad day or a potential living place. You want to know why? Because it'd turn me off to it. I don't know why. If it's not a beautiful day, I will not do it, because I'm like, no, because I'm gonna always visualize this place as a rainy, nasty apartment or condo or whatever.
Steve, in my short career,
yeah,
as a quote unquote car salesman, I was more like a car flipper.
Yeah,
right. Steve, if I tell you, you go buy a car for $3,500, mm-hmm. a used Honda or used Camry, Steve, $4,000. I'm telling you, Steve, you take that car and you wait for a beautiful day and you shine it up. You just shine up the tires, vacuum it out really, really good on a beautiful day. And you know,
mania season.
You and I did the exact. The second you said shine it up, we're like, where's he going with this?
Yeah, you turn that, you know what, sideways.
And that's funny. And listen, you know what else you do? You put the car slanted in a parking lot spot. Yeah. You take a picture, $5,500. Mm-hmm. Your phone will blow up. Just something that simple. That will, listen, I'm not saying people should go do that or anything. I'm just saying. Allegedly, it happened like that. But anyway, recruits.
Yeah.
You get them on campus. You get them on campus on a bright day. Again, I always said you need to find the sports almanac. Not sports almanac. What am I thinking?
Farmers.
Farmers almanac. And try to find the days that you can get as many kids on campus. Of course, airplanes might screw it up, but are those quote unquote airplanes might ruin your beautiful
well,
day.
Well, yeah, there's that, but
you get the point.
Yeah, no, but
I would have liked to have a
Terrence Edwards Jr. supposedly going to be on campus today, Sun Belt Player of the Year.
What does it mean if you get him to your roster? What does it tell you about the roster?
Oh, for one, we know what he's looking for. He's looking for shooters.
Okay.
He wants people that can shoot the ball.
Okay.
Because, you've already brought in Rain Smith. Guards that can shoot the ball. Bigs, I think he wants deers. That's what I'm gathering.
Another deer or a Jokic?
No, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, I'm asking. What do you think your next big will look like?
I think they'll be up and down the floor guys. I think he'll look like James Scott. A more improved James Scott.
You think you'll get another one of those deer?
Yeah, go look at the big man from Charleston right now. The guy, I think he's in the portal, actually, so who knows? I don't know if he's an option or not, but I think you'll get dudes that can get up and down the floor but can pass. That's why I say I think you'll see a lot of European bigs in our system going forward.
European bigs or European players?
I think probably players, but I think you'll see more.
Over under four?
Probably under, but I would say just under. If you had gave me 2.5, I would say over.
Okay.
You know? So,
you're probably going to have four.
Might. If I think you'll have three, it's not out of the question you'll have four.
I think out of 10 at play, you have four and six.
Sure. Well, and again, I do know that the 502 Circle has been working on connections in some countries now that are over there, particularly France. And I won't say the other one because France is an obvious one. The other one, I don't even want to let anything out there, but... If they're picking into a place that people don't have their hand in yet. But France is obviously one of the hottest places in college or in basketball right now.
Golly.
The number one pick in the draft might be from France this year.
It was cheating. They literally, Steve, sent the young French kids, told them like, you grab on to Maven's pocket.
Yeah.
And you don't let him out of your eyesight. So imagine me being a professional athlete over in France with 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, one-on-one all day.
Sure.
They're
pros.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, technically, y'all are pros. But you're just like, you got 2 hours of school.
By the way, we did get some Jeff Goodman news here.
Okay, I'm listening.
Louisville coach Pat Kelsey will bring Brian Clomen, Thomas Carr, and Michael Cassidy with him from Charleston. Okay. That's his three on staff.
Okay, so he's pulling full staff. Yeah,
I do believe he's going to bring his strength coach.
Okay.
Which, the more I look into him, my God, I love this guy. You're going to like this guy. Says, I've been around the staff plenty over the last couple years. They're really, really good. Look for Kelsey to add one more recruiting assistant.
Okay. Which is all we thought.
Yeah.
We didn't know if he would go heavy-handed.
Yep.
With the staff. But, you got a first year. You got to go with who you trust.
I don't hate it. And I'm going to 180 a little bit on it because I immediately was like, well, I don't want a guy to come in here and copy and paste the staff. I don't want him to copy and paste the staff. But then once I sit back and go, I'm building a whole roster. Building an entire roster. I'm at a place that wants to succeed. I got to have guys I can trust.
I got to have guys. Listen, we all say it at the first time. We want the big name recruiter. We want the whoever the biggest name recruiter is, that's who you want at first.
Yeah.
But then when you get settled and you realize they pick a guy they want, you say, you have to try it out.
Yeah,
and you have to try to go with the guys you trust.
And those guys are willing to go now.
And they know how to run a practice when I got to do a recruiting trip or when I have to do – they know exactly what I need, how I need it run. I don't need them – listen, they know they're not coming here and getting the head coaching job.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get undercut by my staff that thinks they're a better head coach than me or something like that.
I don't know, man. I've watched a guy bring his staff here and – undercut for him. So it's possible. And that's actually not a
Yeah.
That's not a...
Fair enough.
Who's my guy? Who's the extortionist?
I don't even remember.
Dino. I knew what you were talking about.
It's not
I knew
Dino.
What you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I'm talking about the other guy.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you were undercutting him the whole time.
You're
supposed to be your guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, I guess good point.
But I still think that's a rarity.
Yeah, yeah.
I still think it's a rarity.
Yeah.
So I would rather that than I'm going to bring in, you know.
Bulging, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, yeah. It's so yeah, I mean.
I got stuck under the bridge, Steve.
Oh, no.
There's no way that boat tore down that bridge. I was having a Final Destination moment. Traffic, for people don't know, I was late because of traffic.
Yeah.
I was under that bridge for about 2.5 to 3 minutes.
Which bridge?
You know, when underpass is, you know, might have been Fern.
Oh, Fern Valley or something. Oh, you were under. Okay, an underpass. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be a jerk. Yeah. I literally was like, where were you coming from? Yeah. Indianapolis?
I was, yeah. You know, I was
wondering that too. Bridge. I was like, now we get what you're saying.
I'm under, and I'm stuck under there, right? And that's a, you know, yeah, your brain can run away from you real quick.
Oh, and I haven't crossed the bridge since then.
So yeah, I'm stuck under this thing.
Fly before I'll drive across Ohio River right now,
right? Yeah. So, Steve, I'm under this thing. And, you know, the thought crossed my mind, which was in collapses right now. How unlucky would that be, right? And I started looking at those posts, and I'm like, this thing ain't going nowhere. And then I'm like, that boat did not knock down that bridge.
Yeah, it had explosives on it?
Yeah. It obviously had explosives on it. Because I looked at the structural integrity of those big things, pylons.
Yeah.
Of just pure steel and concrete and just...
They are big.
Those things have never fallen. Those things have never fallen. Just like, you remember a couple years ago when that Atlanta Bridge burnt down? It was either one or two of them. You remember that?
An Atlanta Bridge broke?
It got burned down in like 20... Type it in really quick.
Bridge, what is this?
Bridge in Atlanta burns. And they said it was like a homeless person smoking crack under the bridge, set it on fire. And I'm like, that was
a lot of crack.
Yeah.
Massive crack. Fire caused bridge collapse on I-85. I had no idea about this.
I-85 is, that's a major road. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's not real. That's not true.
Police eventually charged a homeless man, Basil Ellaby, with setting fire to a chair that ignited a huge surplus of highly flammable coils that have been stored under the highway for years.
That's not real.
I don't know. I mean, it might have been planted. I mean, you know, one time there's a massive flood hit Shepherdsville. I mean, people know about it. My papaw's house, actually, we cleaned it all out. We stripped everything out of there. The water got up into his house and stuff, you know. His house is hand-built. It was all wood. You know, it was a really nice home. It burnt down. Okay, so it's terrible. My dad, years later, was like, yeah, he hung a pair of pants with a plastic hanger over two kerosene heaters. He said, now, son, your papaw's not stupid. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Needless to say, there was a lot of insurance money come out of that. So I'm not claiming my papaw got rest of soul. I love my papaw. Touch races. Great guy. You know, but I loved my papaw.
We had that conversation.
Yeah, I loved my papaw, okay? But I was like, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they planted it there.
No, I'm saying that, to me, there wasn't a random homeless guy incident that burned down an entire bridge.
There was something else behind the scenes.
That's fair. I don't know how I went down that road, but just sitting under
that bridge.
Let's
hope we get Terrence Edwards.
Okay.
Coach and staff.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay. Outside of Terrence Edwards, what are you looking for next? What next recruit? In Steve's ideal world, would it be getting Brandon Huntley Hatfield back?
No.
Would it be getting Tyler Johnson back?
No.
Would it be
caller actually called and wanted your guys' opinions on JJ Traynor?
See? I think he needs a fresh start.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he needs to get out of this environment.
I do too. That's me. It has nothing to do with J.J. Trainer, the player. I think J.J. would benefit
a completely clean environment.
Jarbo, I can't read that. I'll tell you after the break. But yeah, no, I that's funny. I don't have. I just think J.J. would be better off just playing somewhere else. Yeah.
How far?
Oh, I mean, now Western's got a new coach now.
Okay, is that far enough?
I think so.
See, I don't.
I mean,
I think he needs to be two states away.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. You know what I'm saying? Just two states away. Put him in survival mode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just, hey, you know, mom, dad, you can come visit. You know what I'm saying? But you can come watch the games. But you can't be here. You know?
Yeah.
Get him away from, you know. But again, I say that about Jalen. I want Jalen to go to the Titans.
That's fair.
You know, just
I don't know. I'm a little jaded in this conversation because I think last year's roster was really good, and I don't mean this towards any of the players personally. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of fine if none of them are back. Mm-hmm. I just think
for their own good too.
For their own good, man. For their own good. Like I think that
you worry about the shock that they might get.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think it's just probably...
That could be turmoil.
It's probably best for all parties if ever... And does that make it harder on Coach Kelsey that he doesn't have three or four guys here to kind of, okay, I've got a base. I'm going to bring in a couple guys for Charleston. Yeah,
I don't think so, Steve.
But that's... Well,
I think it makes it easier.
Well, no, but I'm saying in most coaching situations. Mm-hmm. This one is... Yep. Yes, I agree. But most of the time, you come into a new team. It's like, okay, four or five guys are going to stay. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to bring in a couple guys with me. Now I've only got to find about five guys. It makes it tougher because he's got to find 12.
But again, Rick was talking about replacing nine.
Yeah.
You know, or he's seven. No, I think
sure.
Yeah, 7 to 9 guys.
Then
we're going to have three.
Yeah, and I'm perfectly fine with just letting Coach Kelsey build his own team.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
get his own personalities.
Get who he wants.
Yeah, I believe in you from start to finish.
Yeah. I mean, I watched a thing like with Rain Smith, for instance. You go, you know, he's a shooter. You know, he does this. What else does he do, though? You know, and Coach Kelsey's talking about him. It was a news thing, you know, I think like his second year there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was like, here's the thing about Rain. He's like, this kid starts for us. Mm-hmm. He said, and this isn't hyperbole. He said, I could go to this kid tomorrow and be like, you're coming off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and that kid would be the best sixth man you could have. You know, he's like, I could move him down the bench and say, look, we just can't play you today. Look, he's like, and that kid.
Until you actually do it.
Well, yeah, like, I know.
Yeah. Sure. Guess who's in the portal?
Yeah, now he's in the portal. Yeah. But no, but I mean, the point being, I mean, there is a culture that he's wanting to bring. Mm-hmm. It's a college basketball program again. It's different, man.
Peers with the culture. Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll get a little reset.
I've got to go. So
yeah, I was going to say.
You guys crush it.
Figure
your thing. I'm gonna leave. I'll be back tomorrow.
Roll along, 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus May. But 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. You know what I was giggling about, right?
What was that?
You were going to try to.
Oh, yeah. I waited a little.
Before the beat drops, and I was going to go crazy yet again. Listen, before I get to the phone lines, I just want to take a second to give a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. People, for every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. People, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana, which we will be having an open house on April 11th. People, go see Harold or go see Mark, and they'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call right now, 812-725-9217, or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. No music? Jesse!
I played the pump music earlier when you were talking about the special.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my bad. But, you know, we've got to give him another one.
Pump it up! Jesse, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Jesse.
Yeah, Marcus, I needed my intro music, man. You know what I mean? You gotta play some music before I come up. No, I'm teasing. Hey, man. I roll with you guys on 98% of your opinions and whatnot. But today, on a certain part of this, I gotta at least show some, not doubt, but I
some pushback. Yep, I'm listening.
Little pushback. Thank you, Mark. Okay, now I'm concerned. I like Kelsey. I'm glad we got him. I'm behind him. I love his energy, his Patino-like swag. I like that.
Right.
And his coaching ability, man, I think if he's not there now, it won't take him long to get there.
Right.
But let me tell you something, man. A lot of our teams went to the end of the tournament. I'm talking about ACC. North Carolina, Duke.
Yep.
Go down the list, man.
Clemson, North Carolina State.
Clemson. We got to play these guys two times this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned that the players that are being picked,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they're ACC ready. And I don't want to – they may not be ready right now. I'm not sure they got to grow into it. But I don't want to go six games into the season before we catch it. Before these guys realize the level. Even Boston, man, the guards from Boston College are no joke. These ACC guards are rough, man. Purdue, go down the list. Man, and so Steve said a minute ago, he wouldn't be bothered if we got rid of everybody. Man, let me tell you something. Tyler Johnson backed down from – he was a freshman. You can't even imagine what he's going to do as a sophomore. I mean, he's not even reached his level yet.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this guy became a starter on for the Cards. Brandon Huntley-Hatfield, you don't mind Brandon leaving? Come on, man. He came into his own. If KP didn't whisper to anybody other than Brandon Huntfield got it. And now he's ready to make – He's ready to make that all-star move. I'm talking about on the court. Mm. Why would you not – and he never had an attitude. So why would you be comfortable letting him go? Or you be okay with replacing him with who? I looked at the list of people that we have that Pat Kelsey is looking at right now. And, man, I'm concerned, bro. I mean, Jeff from Drexel and, you know, they may do well in their conference and the competition that they're playing against. But, man, that ain't the ACC, bro. And I'm telling you, I think Wayne will do okay coming off the bench, but the guys in the ACC will eat him up. If he can't handle that kind of pressure, and these guys ain't going to just let him shoot like he wants to shoot. So even J.J. Traynor, he's played in the ACC 2 or 3 years. Man, I'm not comfortable with a whole fresh
– Jesse, let me ask you this. Out of all the small school transfers that we've had, which small school transfers could not adjust to the ACC? If you go from your Damian Lees at Drexel, from your Carleek Jones at Radford, from your Quan Fours, like who couldn't? Like Quan Four shut down. Give me your transfer from a small school that you, Dwayne Sutton. Like all of our history of small school transfers, tell me which guy do you know that could not handle the ACC and did not exceed in the ACC? Fresh Kimball might have been our own.
Tony Hicks, maybe.
And Tony Hicks was literally, to this day, ask Steve why we lost because you didn't play Tony Hicks enough in the tournament. Ask anybody. We get blown out by Cal and Kentucky if it wasn't for Fresh Kimball. Give me the transfer from a small school that could not handle the ACC.
I got it, and I hear you. But here's the problem. Put a bunch of them without any ACC experience people in there. I see us losing.
I mean, Christian Cunningham and Quan Four, like, we haven't had any failures. Like, all of these guys have been, like, starters at this level. All of them.
I agree, Marcus.
One more question.
Okay.
Have you watched the College of Charleston, Alabama game?
No.
Okay. Alabama is about to play in the Final Four, yes? That's who beat College of Charleston. If you do me that favor, if you just go to YouTube and type in College of Charleston versus Alabama, if you watch that game, then tell me that those guys couldn't give Alabama everything they want. Alabama probably had two extra dudes that just say, okay, we don't have two of those. But that's the only separation between College of Charleston and Alabama. Two extra dudes. Now, if you get... if you get a team full of guys who get it and then go get two of those dudes, you're going to be able to give everybody in the ACC anything you want. I mean, hell, we're mad at KP because he couldn't beat North Carolina State.
Okay, all right.
Who's in the Final Four? So, yeah, if you watch that, listen, call back tomorrow. Listen, go to YouTube, watch College of Charleston versus Alabama, and then tell me that, hey, you know, they system can't compete at the ACC level at all.
All right, I got you. I'm not saying that they can't compete. I'm just saying with 5, 6, 7, 8 new ones, like that, you think that we start off the year playing bullies, man. You know what I mean? It never lets up. Each night out, the ACC is brutal.
I mean, are you expecting the ACC championship year one?
From us?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no,
right.
Not,
but be competitive at the top level of the ACC.
You say we will?
Yeah.
Not with 9, 10 new guys, and we don't have any ACC experience players on our team. And I'm not making a prediction. It's just the atmosphere, man.
You know, Coach Kelsey had DJ Burns on the team. Did you know that?
never heard of him until he got to you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't make no waves, man, until he was with Winthrop. Yeah, but, you know, man, I'm telling you, there's some exceptions, and he's still exceptional. DJ Burns is an exception, man.
Okay, he's the exception to the rule.
I'm afraid. You may be completely right. But I'm afraid.
No, I know what you're saying. Listen, no problem with pushback. No problem with, you know, general concerns. I feel you when you're saying 12 small school transfers makes you uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, I get that.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying, man. I think these guys will be great year two, mid-season. But, I mean, how many knocks on the chin are we going to take trying to get them ready for ACC play, man? Marcus, you gotta agree with me, man. It's brutal, bro.
Go,
and I don't want to see us start off slow.
Go watch the College of Charleston, the Alabama okay. game, and we'll talk.
All right, I will.
All right, appreciate the call, Jesse.
I'm with us, man. I'm with us. I hope we win the 80% of our games. I really do, man. But that's my only person. All right, I'm going to do that, Mike. I'll call you back.
Okay. Fair enough. I appreciate that. Right, it's a good sport. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Doc, fire away.
That's just going to add to what you were saying just previously. Besides DJ Burns, that Johnny Broome, Auburn's big man.
Right.
Morehead State. Grant Nelson, Alabama's big leaping guy, jumper, three-point shooter. Some small school out in the Dakotas
right.
or Montana. I mean, you got to overlook. You know, we want guys with experience playing team ball. And trust the guys who know how to judge talent that's been overlooked.
Right. No, Doc. Listen, I appreciate the call. I kind of want to finish talking about this because, like, again, got no problem with that pushback. But I will say this, yet again, if you listen to anything I say, the origin. Listen, Nikki can go get the tapes. We literally did a show where I said, multiple shows, I said, Oakland, let's take a second and go through the roster. And you say, junior, senior, it doesn't matter. I grew up on Austin Peay's campus. I'm getting a scholarship to Tennessee. Or when I'm coming to Louisville. And those dudes used to wear me out at Austin Peay. And it's an ego check. It's like, how am I going to ball at Louisville or Tennessee? And these dudes are giving me a problem at Austin Peay, right? I'm telling you, there are players all over the country. Again, we have never had a failure small school transfer. I mean, literally. And I was just thinking about that on the fly. Like, what dude failed?
We've had varying levels of success.
Right.
But
most of them came in, but were starters.
Yeah, right.
Like the small school guy, if these coaches, they vet enough to where if they're giving you a shot, you want to grab that box real quick. I don't want us to miss that delivery. Listen, again. Ask yourself which guy, you know, like I said, I'm not Mr. Personnel name guy, but I can't think of many small school guys that you see. Because here's the thing, to be a small school transfer to Louisville, you are going to have an individual accolade that says you can play. Listen, do you want 12 Drexels? Absolutely not. But if you're getting a whole new roster, it's not as much about the ACC play. And here's the thing. The other thing you don't worry about is what's the first thing that this coach said out of the five things he's going to be looking for? He gave you one, and he said the toughness factor. When you start with the toughness factor, when that's your selling point, or when if that's your buy-in point, the toughness part is your buy-in. It means the guys you're bringing in are going to be physically tough, mentally tough, emotionally tough. That's your number one thing you're looking for when you're bringing a guy in the first place. You listen, if you've got children, you know if your children are tough. If they're tough, listen, you say he'll be all right. If you know a kid is physically tough, emotionally tough, you know, mentally tough, you say, we'll figure the rest out. But if he gets to run home not tough, then you're going to have to worry about his prospects for success. I kind of wanted to get into – I thought I would be spending this segment kind of going into the calling card of this team. When I say calling card, I mean that thing that's going to make a smart fan base go crazy. Got like a Virginia, you know, the shot clock.
Oh,
you know,
shot clock violation,
I'm almost,
right.
I'm always jealous of that because I'm like, that's an appreciative fan base. What's going to be our Louisville, Virginia shot clock? Don't answer that. We're gonna put
that's
that one
question.
On. We're gonna put that one on the table, and don't steal it, Bob, Nikki. You can't have this one. Normally, you can have my end of show topics. That one's mine. I better not see any spaces tonight about it. Better not see anybody on their channels stealing my content. Declare war. As always, 8150 939 is always the number. 3831 939 is always the text line. The YouTube channel is normally made for the build. Middays, Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville.